We're talking with Howie Hawkins, who is seeking the Green Party nomination for president. New York State had its, primary nominating convention this weekend, and Howie won 80% of the vote and the number of delegates to go with that to the national convention. So Howie, congratulations, but how is the nomination looking at this point? And I believe it ends up in July 11th with a virtual convention?
Yeah, July 11th, we have an online convention instead of being in Detroit, which we had originally planned. And the nomination's going well. I have a 3-1 lead over the second place candidate. I've won 19 of 20 primaries. And I'm getting ready to run in the general election at this point. I'm not there yet, but I think we'll get over the finish line here pretty quick.
Now, I understand you are hopefully getting close to qualifying for primary matching funds, which I believe is getting $5,000 in at least 20 different states, no more than $250 for any particular candidate. How is that shaping up? And also, how is the COVID-19 crisis impacting upon petitioning and trying to get on the ballot?
Well, matching funds, we hope to wrap up qualification in the next couple of weeks. And what that means is everybody who contributes to us in cumulative donations up to $250 will have their donations matched by the Federal Election Commission, which will basically double the amount of money we've raised. And it'll be worth at least $200,000 because that's where we're at now. And we'll pour that back into ballot access, because we're aiming to get on all 51 ballots, 50 states in the District of Columbia. So the matching funds is going well. We're the only campaign in the country that's going for it. The major party candidates won't go for it because if you accept that money, you can't spend over $50 million on your primary. And that's not enough for the major party candidates. And then the alternative parties, none of the campaigns seem to be strong enough to even come close to qualifying. So we'll probably be the only campaign this year that qualifies. And as far as the coronavirus lockdown affecting us, I'm actually probably talking to more people one-on-one through Zoom and Skype and StreamYard. And I just was on a new one called Blue Jeans. And I'm talking, 15 to 100 people, two or three, four times a day. And instead of, getting in the car and driving half a day or getting on an airplane across the country, I'm getting people online. So in a way, it's working out well for us. And I enjoy meeting people face to face. That's a lot of fun and it's a better connection, but online is what we got and we're doing it.
Now, one of the news releases that we've actually put out Friday right before the New York State convention was the concern that as Congress is, reacting and trying to respond to the COVID-19 crisis and the economic shutdown, they haven't really been doing enough to sort of embrace the concept of a Green New Deal or a green economic stimulus, which actually has been pretty prevalent in other places like Europe and South Korea.
Yeah, we have the two governing parties are blundering blindly. And they are presiding over a failed state. We have 4% of the world's population, and we have 30% of its COVID infections and deaths. And we are plunging into a depression unlike any other country in the world. In Europe, in terms of short-term remedies, they basically protected the payrolls of companies. So they're frozen in place until they can reopen, and people are attached to their employers. And they're getting income so they can pay the rent or the mortgage or whatever it is, buy food and that kind of thing. In this country, we have, according to an analysis by the National Jobs for All Coalition, we're already at 26% unemployment when you count people working both part-time on and full-time work, and people who are discouraged and aren't counted in the Bureau of Labor Statistics accounting. So that's greater than the Great Depression. And small businesses account for nearly half of the jobs in this country, and nearly half of the small businesses had less than a month's cash reserves. We've been on lockdown now for 7 weeks. And when you're out of cash and you're a small business, you're dead. So those businesses and the jobs, millions of jobs with them, have disappeared. And so this is just inexcusable. They don't have a decent healthcare response, and they are relying solely on private enterprise to get us out of this economic recovery. But consumers, to the extent they still have cash, are holding on for essentials. And investors are not going to invest in that risky environment. So we are headed for a long-term economic depression. That's where the Green New Deal comes in. What the plan that I have put forward, and I put forward a detailed budget on HowieHawkins.us, our website, we're calling for a $27.5 trillion 10-year program of public enterprise and planning to convert all our productive systems to 100% clean energy and zero to negative greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, because that's what the climate science carbon budgets say rich countries like the United States need to do if we're going to avert the worst consequences of climate change. And we're getting nothing from these two governing parties in that regard. They just have stopgap measures. On Friday, they passed the so-called HEROES Act, which I call the Cowards Act. That was the Democrats in the House. It was Pelosi's bill. And they left out the kind of relief that they're providing in Europe, where their unemployment rate is a fraction of ours. Bernie Sanders on the Senate side and Pramila Jayapal on the House side had a bill called the Payroll Protection Act, which would do what they do in Europe. And that is pay the payrolls of these companies that are locked down for the duration so they can reopen and get going where they were, and people have money to spend. We're not doing anything like that. So, you know, there's some good things in that bill, you know, the money for the post office, money for state and local government, money for mail-in ballots, which we need to have a real election. But overall, it is not up to the task. So I think this is an opportunity for the Green Party. You know, we can point in the direction of a Green New Deal, a full-strength Green New Deal. And that's the road to economic recovery as well as climate safety.
We're talking with Howie Hawkins, seeking the Green Party nomination for president. Recently, you announced that if you do win the Green Party nomination, you would like to have Angela Walker, African-American truck driver now from, South Carolina, I guess, where she grew up with, but actually been an active union person candidate previously, maybe in Milwaukee, but maybe tell us a little bit about Angela.
Well, she's a lifelong labor and racial justice activist, going back to high school when she organized Black students to get a Black history class in their high school there in Milwaukee. And she became a public transit bus driver. And when the Wisconsin uprising rose up, when Governor Scott Walker tried to destroy the collective bargaining rights of public unions, teachers and other unions in the public sector, even though transit workers were exempted, she organized her local, of which she became the legislative director, to participate in the Wisconsin uprising in the first half of 2011, and then got the union involved in Occupy in Milwaukee, and Occupy the Hood, which tried to get Black people in particular involved in the Occupy movement. And as a result of that, people asked her to run for sheriff of Milwaukee as an independent socialist against David Clark, who people may have seen on TV, particularly Fox News, the cowboy hat wearing sheriff who Trump wanted to put in Homeland Security, but he was so crazy they couldn't even accept him. And he was running on a platform of don't call 911, get a gun. So her platform was fight crime and violence by fighting poverty. And she got 20% of the vote. And I met her, that was 2014. I met her at a panel. I was running for governor here in New York on the Green Party line. She was running for sheriff. And then I was on a panel again with her the next year about independent left politics. So I've known her since then. And I know she's somebody that will make a good teammate. We have good rapport. She's a great speaker. She presents the issues in an understandable way with a conviction that people feel. So I'm just very happy she agreed to be my running mate.
Well, let me just jump in here. So I've been talking to Howie Hawkins, HowieHawkins.us, Green Party, seeking the nomination, Green Party for president. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. Also, one of the things you put out last week was a statement observing Nakba, which is the anniversary, I don't know if it's the 50th anniversary of the initial displacement of a lot of Palestinian lands, you know, by the Israeli government. That, of course, is still continuing. What were some of the points you were making in the release?
Yeah, Nakba is the commemoration of what they call, the Arab translation is catastrophe. It's the day of catastrophe when 700,000 Palestinians were displaced out of a total population of 1.9 million when the independent state of Israel was declared. And so, you know, it's to commemorate what has happened and continues to happen. And the point I made is that now Netanyahu, who just took over the government again, he became prime minister on Thursday, he has a plan to annex to the state of Israel all the settlements on the West Bank. And he has the backing of the Trump administration. Pompeo was there the day before to talk about that and some other things. And I was just pointing out that this is not the road to peace. And the international community has always been for a two-state solution, a Palestinian state and an Israeli state living side by side in peace. But as Israel annexes more and more of the West Bank, it makes the one democratic state solution really the only viable solution left. And that alternative is growing. And that would be a situation where all Palestinians and Israelis have common citizenship, a common government, and protection for minorities, so that Jews and Muslims and Christians and other religious and cultural groups would have protection in the Constitution for their cultural rights. And so that's where we're at. And so, you know, I condemned the annexation. And that was what that statement was about.
So let's finish up, Howie, with, maybe just touch base on, you know, two or three, four other key issues you're trying to raise, during this campaign. And given that you're probably not getting elected a president, what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, I've been leading with three life or death issues. Now there are four. One is the climate crisis, and that's where the full strength Green New Deal comes in. The Green New Deal also includes an economic bill of rights because inequality is a crisis. Working class life expectancies are declining in this country. People got to choose between going to the doctor or paying the rent, and people die as a consequence. So that's a life or death issue that's immediate for the bottom half of the income spectrum, the low wage workers. So the economic bill of rights is the right to a living wage job, an income above poverty, affordable housing, comprehensive health care, lifelong public education, and a secure retirement. And then we have a new nuclear arms race. We are about to get out of the last bilateral treaty between the United States and Russia, the Strategic Arms Treaty. It expires next February 5th. There are no negotiations going on. All the treaties are going by the wayside. Both sides are modernizing their nuclear forces. The strategic missiles are six times faster, hypersonic, which means you don't even launch on warning now. You launch on anticipation. And we're putting tactical nukes into conventional forces with the crackpot idea that you can escalate to de-escalate, which isn't going to happen, as Daniel Ellsberg showed us in his book, The Doomsday Machine. Once the nukes start flying, they all fly, and that's the end of us. And, of course, now we got the COVID-19 healthcare and economic crisis. These are all life or death issues, and those are the things I'm emphasizing. And to the intellectuals who tell me, oh, I got to stand down so Biden can win, and they say only run in the safe states, I tell them every state is a battleground state. And the solution to that problem is that we need to replace the Electoral College with a ranked choice national popular vote for president. And if we're not in the race, that won't be raised. And I say every state's a battleground because, say, we want to fight fracking, even the Bernie Sanders supporting electeds in Pennsylvania and Ohio will not fight fracking. It's only the Green Party that is. When we fight these democratic machines funded by the developers and landlords and real estate interests, we fight them on affordable housing. I mean, you go down the issues, whether it's, the bloated military budget or a local issue, we're often fighting the Democrats. So every state for us is a battleground state, and we're not standing down. So those are some of the issues. And what was the other part of your question?
What are you seeking to accomplish by running, since likely you're not winning?
Well, we want to put these green solutions into the national debate. Otherwise, they'll be ignored. And part of the way we're doing that is we're going for all 51 state ballots. That includes the District of Columbia. And getting matching funds so we can have a serious nationwide campaign to put these issues before the American people and give them a real choice, because the two major parties are blundering blindly in this crisis and people should have an alternative.
Well, we want to thank Howie Hawkins, howiehawkins.us. Green Party nomination convention will be July 8th. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.